If you're a major league ball player, you live with the possibility that you'll be traded. And for lots of players, that possibility becomes much more likely as the midsummer trade deadline approaches.
You start to read about possible trade rumors, and then when you see your name pop up, that's when you start to really, you know, think about it and talk to your wife about it. What if we got traded here? What if we got traded there?
That's former slugger and first baseman Sean Casey. Toward the end of his 12-year major league career, he got traded a lot. He recalls one transaction with great glee. It happened 10 years ago, right at the Major League trade deadline, which, by the way, is coming up on Monday. Casey was employed by the Pittsburgh Pirates, and the team had just demonstrated their appreciation by staging Sean Casey Bobblehead Night.
It was a sold-out crowd, and I didn't play that night because they knew I was going to get traded. They didn't want me to get hurt. You know, I live in Pittsburgh now. I still have people that say, man, I can't believe we're at your bobblehead night. You didn't even play. I'm like, yeah, I was traded. I think I got traded the next day.
Casey welcomed the trade, which sent him to the Detroit Tigers, where he'd be playing for the very successful Jim Leland, known as a player's manager. But like almost all trades, this one came with some complications more significant than a bobblehead night minus the star attraction.
We just bought a house, and that day, it just turns out the day they were leaving, we were closing on our house. And Jim Leland calls me, you know, he gets the old, you know, it sounded like he just smoked a couple cigarettes. He's like, hey, Case, I just want to tell you, so excited to have you. And he's like, can you meet us in Tampa for the game tonight? I'm like, oh, 100% Skip, I'll meet you in Tampa tonight, I'll be there for the game. So I went and told my wife, I was like, listen, good luck closing on the house. Luckily, we got through that together. We still live in that house, too. 10 years later, we still live in the house she closed on.
When he reached Tampa, Casey was delighted to learn that Leland remembered that the guy he'd just acquired lacked at least one of the tools necessary to a great player.
You know, I was never known for my speed, and Leland comes over and grabs me at when I'm at the lockers. Hey, I need to talk to you. And he's like, all right, Casey, he's like, we're going to give you the sign. So he's like, you get on first base with a single or a walk, look in the dugout to me. He goes, when we catch eyes, stay with me. If I jump up and never come back down, you steal.
Playing for Jim Leland wasn't the only benefit in being traded to the Tigers. Whereas the Pirates were an also-ran, the Tigers were in first place. Casey was thrilled with the opportunity to join a contender.
Oh, my gosh. You kidding me? You know, I went from the outhouse to the penthouse and, you know, one phone call. Here I am. Next thing I know, I'm in the middle of a pennant race. To beat the Yankees that first round was unbelievable. We swept Oakland in the second round, getting to the World Series. The dream is to get to the big leagues, but the dream within the dream is that a home run in the World Series. And, you know, rounding first base, feeling like that little kid in the backyard playing wiffle ball, you know, giving the old, and Sean Casey homers in the World Series when you're 12. I hit two home runs in that World Series. It was like a dream come true.
That World Series ended when the St. Louis Cardinals beat the Tigers 4-1. Nobody could blame Sean Casey for that result. He went 9-17 in the 5 games and led Detroit with 5 runs batted in. A couple of years later, after stints with a total of 5 teams, Casey retired. In terms of geography alone, it had been a long and winding road.
I'd stay in Jupiter, Florida in the offseason, go to spring training, and usually when Sarasota was with the Reds or wherever I was in, Lakeland or Bradenton or Fort Myers with the Red Sox for 7 weeks, and then you'd go get a house in like Detroit or Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, and then you just continued to do that for 12 years, and it was crazy.
For Sean Casey, that particular craziness ended after the 2008 season. For a lot of players, the last year in the big leagues marks the beginning of a difficult transition. It doesn't sound as if Sean Casey had that problem.
You know, I got 4 kids at home, and I have this great job up at MLB Network that I love. I hadn't taken a summer vacation since I was like 18 till I was 34 when I retired. We're getting ready to go to the Jersey Shore for a couple weeks, so it's always nice to kind of live a normal life where you can enjoy the summers with your family.
And enjoy baseball, even at this time of year, because you don't have to worry about getting a phone call from your boss telling you that you've been traded to Milwaukee, or Seattle, or New York, or Miami, or Chicago, or St. Louis, or Philadelphia, or Cleveland, or Minnesota.